it's pretty cool. It's been a great 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Just a lot of learning, some mistakes, a lot of capitalizing on those mistakes, and just taking advantage of being out here with all these great guys and all my great new teammates.
What's it like to have a group of tight ends with a lot of NFL experience
as you start this NFL journey? I'm really lucky. Those guys are really helpful in the meeting room. They're really hands-on out here. They always help me out. Sometimes I got a blank stare on my face if I don't know what's going on, and they're right there to help me out and pick me up. So those guys are great. I can't wait to play a season with them and learn from them as much as possible. they're getting less and less each and every day. Those first couple of days, there were a good amount. But as the practices went on, as the corrections were made, they're starting to disappear. I really don't like to think about it like that. We got a lot of weapons on our team that are going to click with Eli. So as many plays as I can make, that's my mindset. Just be there, just be where I need to be, and make the play when it comes to me. And that's pretty much my mindset with that.
I know it's kind of early, but what do you
feel really negative definitely with confidence. Those first couple of days. All of the installs and everything. I was learning, but I wasn't really confident. I was thinking a lot. I was second guessing myself, but just really digging in the film room, correcting my mistakes, and not letting those same mistakes happen again. Those really boost my confidence. And when I know what I'm doing, I can play fast. That's I think that's the biggest leap I've taken through these OTAs. Can you say it one more time?
With the limitations that you run on field, so
short, yeah.
Is this a different type of
running that you use? Not really. I mean, it's a lot faster, and we're expected to know a lot more, and to really. It's really a lot of accountability, more accountability outside, off the field. I'm in the meeting rooms, in the classroom with the coaches, and even in the hotel at night. It's the tempo and the expectations through practice is football. That's how it is. But definitely the accountability is different with knowing our stuff.
Coach McAdoo has placed a big emphasis on rookies contributing on special teams. Do you believe you can contribute on a punter, kick return, or kickoff situation?
Definitely. That's something I want to and I have to take pride in at this level. Whatever I can do to help the team in all aspects, in every side of the ball, I'm willing to put my best foot forward with that.
Kevin, you mentioned the tight end room. Have you kind of gravitated to anyone particular veteran or group of veterans who's really helped you out with this experience?
Really all of them. Those guys are really close, they've kind of really opened, really brought me in, and I really just try to learn from all of them. We all get a lot of reps, and it's a lot of mental reps when we're not in. So really, I try to pick all their brains. I ask them all for help. I ask them all for expectations, what to expect on certain things. So those guys are great. I learn from all of them. Yes, I'm really excited. I don't pay a lot of mind to it, but that's one of I guess what people would call a downfall in my game. But I'm willing to show my worth in that aspect, and I think if I really become great in that aspect of the game and be a force with that, I'll just be a better all around player.
How much one chip on your shoulder, would you say?
Sir?
Yes,
sir.
How much do you take offense to that?
I don't pay any mind to it. I don't take it personal, but I put it in my tank when I go to work.
There's been this idea that Coach Gilbride talked about, understanding the concept of blocking schemes and making more massive in college. He's anxious to see you kind of adapt to those concepts here. Was it a mental thing for you? Is blocking as much a mental thing as a physical thing?
Mentality, yes. When there's a guy probably 30, 40 pounds bigger than me on the other side, definitely mentality-wise. But mentally, with schemes and reading stuff, it wasn't as complex in college. It was kind of just go block that man on that level. But here, there's a lot of, the defense moves around so much. There's different fronts you got to read. Just a lot more mental toughness and mental sharpness that goes into the run game here. So definitely it's a little bit more complex at this level. Sir? I'm getting there. Yes, sir. I'm really getting there. It's starting to get a lot easier for me. Definitely. Everybody says iron sharpens iron. Landon was messing with me a little bit. He came down. He was man coverage, and I got pretty excited about it. So I love competing, and those guys, he's one of the best in the league, and there's a lot of guys best in the league on that defense. So I take advantage of every opportunity I get to compete with those guys.